Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we're going to talk about the Haywood County Schools Foundation Schools School Checks Program. It took me a second to get that out. We talked about this for several years. It's a very exciting activity that the foundation undertakes each year that's very beneficial. My very special guest on the program is Jenny Wood. She is the executive director of the Haywood County Schools Foundation. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for letting me come today.
Well, I appreciate you being on, and more importantly, we want to remind people about these foundation school checks program. Tell them a little bit of the history. Tell them the information they need to access the school checks and how the proceeds are used. But I guess let's just start with, and we're sorry if this is redundant for some of you and you've heard this information before, but I guess, Ms. Wood, let's just start with telling folks a little bit about the school checks program.
Okay. And it may be redundant for some people because we've done this fundraiser for over, well, actually, this is our 11th year.
Wow.
So it's turned out to be a really good fundraiser for the school system and for the foundation. The foundation is actually the sponsor of the program, but it's fundraisers for each of the individual schools or clubs that choose to participate within the school system.
And it's a little, I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's a little different. And a lot of times the foundation will sponsor something and you know, they'll invest a lot of money or go out and raise money for this, but this money sort of passes almost straight through to the schools.
We'll talk more about that in a second. It essentially is an individual school fundraiser, but the work to make it easier for the schools, the foundation does the work of this fundraiser, and with $1 of the check, which we'll talk about in just a second, we buy the prizes and things of that nature. But just like I said, for the last 11 years, we've done this fundraiser. And last year, we sold 2,800 books and raised over $28,000. So, for the system. So that's good.
That's right.
And very good fundraiser.
Okay. And so what does a book cost?
Okay.
And where can people locate the book?
The books are $15 each, and they are good for a year, February to February. And you can get those from the central office at the front desk. They sell them. The foundation office sells them. And then each participating school, which is all 16 schools, you can get one from all of those places. And if you can't remember, you just call Haywood County School System and someone will direct you to the right place, but you can get them all over the county.
Just call 456-2400 and ask about school checks, and you'll be directed to the proper person. Right. And at the school side, it may be the school that's doing it, or it may be one club or one organization in the school. So the most exciting thing to me, because we're faithful users of the checkbook program at our house, we buy one at the school board meeting every year and put it in my wife's vehicle. And it has a lot of stuff in it. So let's talk about a little bit about, you know, what's in the booklet.
Well, in each book, there's over a $900 value in coupons to local restaurants and businesses and different types of entertainment. And these are basically in Haywood and Buncombe County. There are some in Jackson and Macon County. But you've got everything from restaurants, J. Arthur's, Sagebrush, Burger King, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, different locally owned restaurants in there. You've got car wash certificates. You've got country club, rounds of golf certificates. You've got nature center coupons. There's just a wide variety that are valued in.
Yeah, some years even things like oil changes and discounts on tires, and you can get your $15 back in a hurry.
Right. And in particular, like you said, for your family, a lot of the coupons are if you buy a meal, you get a meal free.
Mm-hmm.
So that works well for families. And I do the same thing you do. I keep my checkbook in my purse, and everywhere I go, I look to see if there's one in there for that.
Right. And it's good for us because we're saving a little money, but it's really good for how it's used in the schools. So we couldn't do this without people sponsoring and helping defer some of the cost associated with the coupon books. So who are some of our sponsors?
Okay, well, some of the costs, the printing costs and things like that, we get sponsors for, and which is really, really nice. Edible Arrangements has always been a long-standing sponsor. Clear Channel Radio, The Mountaineer, Spotlight on Carolina, and that's just to name a few. We have the Mountain Tire here in Waynesville. Mm-hmm. They sponsor. And then we have other sponsors who give prizes or give maybe a gift for the student who sells the most or the teacher who sells the most. Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of in-kind gifts as well as just sponsorships.
Okay. And tell us how the $15 breaks down so people will understand where their money's going.
Out of the $15, $9 goes to the school. $1 comes to the foundation. And then $5 goes back to the printing.
Right. And so that's a real...
So it's $10 a book within the school system.
$10 a book. So really quickly that turns around for a school or a program at a school. That turns into good money that can be used for educational resources and other activities.
And I know in particular last year at one of the elementary schools, they sold over 350 books. So that was right at $3,000 that they got, a little more than $3,000 that they had gotten from this fundraiser. And they were able to buy some iPads for I'm not sure if it was for the students or for the teachers, but I know it was iPads for their school. And so that was one use. That another use at another elementary school was for books in their e-readers. They needed books for their e-readers. So.
That's right. Well, and as we begin to wind down the program, let's talk about when the books are available.
Okay.
And it's sort of interesting the way we kick it off every year. It's fun.
You can always count that it's going to be start at the school board meeting in February. We do a big kickoff where the school board members are offered, and usually all of them they're the first ones to buy the school checks for that year. And then the date, so the February board meeting is February 9th of this year, and so the dates of the sale will be February 10th through March the 27th. Okay. So you have a good month and a half to get a school checkbook.
So mark your calendars now for February the 10th, or come to the school board meeting, and they may have an extra one. You can buy one with the school board members and with us, because that's when we purchase ours. And make a note to call your local school or the foundation office here in our district office at 456-2400 and ask about the school checks program.
That's right.
All right. It's a great program. I appreciate you being on again. You're going to be on several times in the next month or so to talk about other foundation activities, and I look forward to talking to you about those things.
Thank you for letting me be here today.
As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.